Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, September 30th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive into our hot topic. Our topic today is Louisiana's new law reclassifying abortion pills as controlled substances. What are the key details of this law?
Well, Ted, starting Tuesday, Louisiana is putting mifepristone and misoprostol, you know, the abortion pills, in the same category as Ambien or Xanax. We're talking Schedule I-4 controlled substances here. And get this, if you're caught with these without a prescription, you could be looking at up to 5 years behind bars. It's pretty serious stuff.
Hold your horses, Eric. You're making it sound like some kind of reasonable measure. This is absolutely bonkers. We're not just talking about abortion pills here.
Now, hang on a second, Kate. You're blowing this out of proportion. The law isn't targeting patients who have valid prescriptions. It's aimed at...
Oh, please. Don't give me that nonsense. This is clearly a scare tactic to keep doctors and pharmacists from prescribing these meds. They'll be walking on eggshells, worried about legal repercussions for just doing their jobs.
It seems we've hit a contentious point. How might this impact medical care in emergencies?
Look, the law isn't as draconian as Kate's making it out to be. It allows for use in hospitals. This is about proper regulation, not putting women's lives at risk. The goal is to prevent misuse while still ensuring necessary medical care is available when needed.
Are you kidding me? Proper regulation? This is going to cause serious delays in critical care. Every second counts in an emergency. And now they're going to have these life-saving drugs locked up like Fort Knox. Louisiana's maternal
health
crisis is bad.
Now wait just a minute. You're painting a worst-case scenario here. The Louisiana Department of Health has already provided guidance on this. Hospitals can keep misoprostol on hemorrhage carts as long
as... Oh, spare me the bureaucratic nonsense. That's not nearly enough. This whole law is nothing but a political ploy. It's got nothing to do with medical science and everything to do with restricting abortion access. It's part of a bigger, uglier picture.
I think you're missing the point, Kate. This isn't about politics, it's about safety. There's actual testimony of these drugs being misused to end pregnancies without consent. That's a serious issue we can't just ignore.
One sketchy anecdote doesn't justify putting countless women's lives at risk. This law is going to hit Black women especially hard. They're already 3 times more likely to die during pregnancy or childbirth. This is just going
to... Let's take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Can either of you recall any similar events in history where medical treatments were restricted due to political reasons?
Absolutely, Ted. A prime example would be the Comstock Laws of 1873. These laws prohibited the distribution of contraceptives and anything related to abortion. The intention behind them was to protect public morality. It's an interesting parallel to what we're seeing today.
Oh, come on. That's the perfect example of how these kinds of restrictive laws totally screw over women. The Comstock laws denied women essential health care and information for decades. It was...
Now hold on,
disaster.
Kate. You're only looking at one side of the coin here. Those laws also prevented the spread of potentially dangerous substances and protected unborn lives.
It... At what wasn't cost, all... Eric? Women died because of those laws. They were forced into unsafe abortions and denied contraception. It's frighteningly similar to what's happening now in Louisiana. We're going backwards.
Interesting points. How do these historical restrictions compare to the current situation in Louisiana?
Well, Ted, there are some key differences. The Comstock laws were much broader, affecting all contraceptives. What we're seeing in Louisiana is more targeted, focusing on specific drugs that have potential for misuse. It's a more nuanced approach.
Nuanced? Are you kidding me? Both laws completely ignore medical expertise and women's rights. The Comstock laws were eventually overturned because they were unconstitutional and caused so much harm. This new law...
Now, wait a second, Kate. You can't just dismiss the fact that these laws served a purpose in their time. This new law aims to prevent misuse of powerful drugs. It's not about taking
away... That's absolutely ridiculous. We're not living in the 1800s anymore, Eric. This is like going back to some twisted 19th century morality policing instead of trusting women and doctors to make the right choices.
We're clearly dealing with a contentious issue here. Looking ahead, how do you think this law will impact Louisiana's healthcare landscape?
I believe it'll lead to more careful prescribing practices and reduce potential misuse. Doctors will be more vigilant, which should improve overall patient safety. It's about finding that balance between access and responsible use.
Oh, please, that's incredibly naive. What'll really happen is doctors will be too scared to prescribe these drugs even when they're absolutely necessary. we'll see more complications, more suffering, and yes, more deaths. This law is going to have devastating consequences.
Both of you raise interesting points. What about long-term consequences? How might this play out over the next few years?
Well, Ted, I think we could see a decrease in drug-related complications and illegal abortions. It might even encourage more responsible family planning. This law could lead to positive changes in how people approach reproductive health.
Are you living in some kind of fantasy world, Eric? What's more likely is we'll see a terrifying rise in maternal mortality rates, especially in minority communities. Women are going to be forced to seek out unsafe alternatives out of sheer desperation.
Now hang on, Kate. That's pure fear-mongering. The law clearly allows for proper medical use. It's about preventing abuse, not denying care. You're painting a worst-case scenario that simply—
It's not fear-mongering, it's reality. Just look at the stats from states with strict abortion laws. They have higher maternal death rates. This law is only going to make that trend worse. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
We've certainly covered a lot of ground today. It's clear this new law in Louisiana has stirred up intense debate about women's health, medical access, and regulation. Only time will tell how it will truly impact healthcare in the state. Thank you, Eric and Kate, for sharing your perspectives on this complex issue.